And I do have a very special guest this morning. I have an interview with a gentleman. They call him the Average Muhammad. Not only America, but countries in Europe and in most places around the world. Yep, we've all felt the wrath of the Taliban and their bloodthirsty and horrific murders done in the name of Islam. Some say Islam, whatever. My special guest this morning is a Somali immigrant living in Minnesota who is a Muslim, but a Muslim with a difference. He's married, has owned businesses, and now he's a manager for a local gas company, has four kids. He knows what commitment is. My guest is the Average Muhammad. Welcome, my friend.
Thank you.
Your primary election, where you are in Minnesota, has a Muslim woman running for Congress. How do you think she'll do?
Well, she's inspired a lot of people to support her. And she's galvanized with the primary election by raising an extra 37% participation in the primary. People are very excited about it, and she ran against very reputable people to win that election. But that's not the only election that came about that night. My own brother won a Democratic primary to represent his house, the seat she left. So we are seeing more political participation from our community members in terms of going mainstream, making alliances between pensioners, students, and LGBTQI community and other people who call themselves progressives and liberals.
As this interview unfolds, we'll be able to see why this gentleman I have here is, I call him wonderful. I call him important for what he's doing, and you'll see why. But just first of all, tell us about your speaking engagement at the National Conference for Global Ties, U.S. This is in Washington, D.C.
Well, I got awarded the 2018 Citizen Diplomat of the Year. Previous recipients include Maya Angelou, the activist poet, Senator Fulbright, John Richardson, who started the U.S. Institute of Peace. So it's kind of a big deal for a humble guy.
Yeah, you are a humble guy. Today, in fact, you're going to be speaking to students at Alta Vista High School in South Tucson. That's a little different from Washington.
It is. And let me tell you what's amazing. I asked the kids whenever I finished my speech, what do you want to become when you grow up? And an outstanding amount of people say they want to become Marines. That made me feel good as a patriot. These kids are already committing to their country at a young age.
That is good, isn't it?
That is beautiful.
Your website is www.averagemuhammad.com. Now, you use this website to dissuade youth from joining the Taliban by showing them, in cartoon form, what really happens when you join the Taliban or other similar organizations. Am I correct?
That is correct. We are a counter-ideology platform. Our mantra is, it takes an idea to defeat an idea.
Well, apparently, when you did this thing, my friend, it went viral and has a huge impact. And, you know, I mean, why do you think this has happened, Muhammad?
Because we speak plainly. We come from the culture, we come from the religion, and we say what these people are believing in, the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Al-Shabaab, Boko Haram, is absolutely shite.
Yeah, you know, you immigrated to the United States 20 years ago, and you've been in both civic and corporate worlds. You've worked hard, paid your taxes, done the right thing. You know, there are some are going to say, oh yeah, you've been sitting here as a sleeper cell, because unfortunately, this is the way it's become. Now, I can completely understand what terrorism does to the business world. You know that too.
I do. The question we need to ask ourselves is, what's the opportunity cost? That's an economic term. What's the opportunity cost of not doing a counter-ideology, meaning that taking on this ideology and dismantling it in the minds of our youths? We target kids between the age of 8 and 16 mm-hmm. on social media. I spoke to 50,000 kids in the last 4 years, and we're engaging them. And what we're trying to do is, we're trying to promote our American values, our values of peace, our values of democracy, and our values of anti-extremism. And we're having great effect.
So I think my listeners are now, you know, getting the drift. Not all Muslims are bloodthirsty killers, right?
Well, it's majority Muslims believe what I believe in. That's why it's easy for me to promote
the
what
majority
I'm
of Muslims. And you now, know, there's been times, my friend, where we've never heard anybody stand up, say that, or do that. You've been doing this for a long time, all across the country, and getting into the federal government to listen to you. You know, at the onset of the 9/11 crisis, okay, which is really, really deep in the souls of this country and across the world, you joined, everybody knows where they were at that time, I can tell you exactly, the Free Muslim Coalition Against Terrorism. You joined this then, and you're still the chapter president for Minnesota.
Correct.
Of the boat. How is that received in the local community?
Well, it was something different. It was Muslims standing up and saying we're against terrorism. It was a novel idea, and we organized ourselves across the country and across the world. And that was my first step. But what happened is that eventually I reached a point whereby I said it is not good enough to condemn terrorism. Everyone can do that. Anybody with a mind will do that. But it is important we work against extremism, and we work in a manner that can win hearts and minds. So we started Average Muhammad. It's a nonprofit organization based in Minnesota, and I do have a board and people who support me. And the goal is to go ahead and set up counter-ideology that can be used by kids between age 8 to 16 so they can understand that they have choices, that this country values them more than those who value them as bullets,
bombs. All right. Now, what you're really saying is it's children in America, or is this able to go right into the areas where we needed to go?
It's global.
Instead of a madras in hearing the rubbish,
well, you know what?
Is there a chance they can hear this on computer? Can they watch your site?
You'd be amazed. I get invited into mosques, into madrasas. Imams invite me. They want to talk about this issue, but they're scared. They are scared.
Your terrorism mantra is very simple. It takes an idea to defeat an idea. Now, it's a mantra of the organization that passionately promotes ideas of counterterrorism through the use of popular culture. And that's how this Average Muhammad was born, right?
Correct.
Tell us a little bit about how it got to the point where you said enough is enough. I got to do something. Me as one man.
About 4 years ago. You see, in 2007, Al-Shabaab, Al-Qaeda affiliate, recruited kids from my community. At that time, we were worried. We were scared.
Now, you were where at this time when they recruited?
In Minnesota.
In Minnesota,
in
they
Minnesota,
recruited kids?
They recruited kids from Minnesota.
How did they do that?
Well, they are... In 2014, ISIS came and recruited kids from our community. How did they do that? Propaganda.
But how do they get into the country? They're already here.
No, they're not here. They do it through our enemy, was our social media. They were connecting from where they were at to our youth here and indoctrinated them into their values. One of the things they used was propaganda. Now, ISIS spends $3 million on one production video to recruit our youths. And at that time, every youth who was a Muslim was getting 3 to 4 posts a month from ISIS or Al-Qaeda on social media.
Unbelievable. So they don't even have to be feet on the ground.
No.
Yeah.
We don't have face-to-face recruitment because our FBI is very efficient in stopping that.
I see.
But social media is another animal. Now, what happens is we, as a citizen, sat down and said, what can we do? Law enforcement is doing all they can do to stop these people and take them out of circulation.
Mm-hmm.
Our soldiers, our noble soldiers, are doing what they can do in engaging them in the field. But what can we do as citizens? And we said, well, it has always been the hope and the work of a citizen to be a diplomat, to promote their values, to promote their concepts, to promote their ideas. We believe in a country where we hold these truths. That's our country. And we believe in an American way of life. That's why we came here. And the goal is to go ahead and engage this youth so that they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 ideas before they can get someone else tries to steer them away the wrong way.
I mean, I'm blown away that, well, what am I trying to say? You look at ISIS and you look at it as an ragtag army. They might have military equipment bought for them, but how do they really know how to spend $3 million and do production and really be able to soup up Hollywood-style stuff to hook these kids?
Simple. They understand in this war, the message is as important as the bullet and the bomb. We have figured out how to do the surveillance part. We have figured out how to do the war part. But what we have not figured out is how to counter the ideology itself. Now, it doesn't matter where they are or what organization it is. They all share the same ideology. And that's what we target. We target the ideology itself.
Right, right. Yeah, right at the very... Well, children are so susceptible, aren't they? Right? They're impressionable. Minds are young. They see stuff. I mean, but I tell you what, this is the part that amuses me. Well, not amuses me. I mean, I just can't believe it. In view of the fact that these radical Muslims kill people who in the past have created messages from cartoons, are you not fearful for your life considering that average Muhammad stories are portrayed in cartoon format all over the web, and in particular YouTube?
Well, I am on social media. That's where they are, and that's where we go to get the youth. And truly speaking, I do have death threats from ISIS and Al-Qaeda. I've received death threats.
They know where you are. They know where you live.
I don't hide it. The whole.
Okay, so why haven't they come after you then? I mean, look at the Paris thing over the cartoon factor.
Well, the thing
who
is...
Who could forget that?
There's a difference between Charlie Hebdo, which is satirical, and with us, where we use respect and dignity of the faith, of the culture, of the understanding. Basically, what we're doing is what majority Muslims believe in. This is a minority. Now, you can say the minority is about 5% of the Muslim world, but 5% of 1.5 billion people is a lot of people.
My word it is. It's the fastest growing faith, per se, worldwide. Population-wise, you'll be three-quarters of the globe within another 50 years. If it's not stopped now, it's pretty scary where it could go, isn't it?
Well, the thing is, your grandfather did it with the Nazis and the Axis of Evil. And your father did it with the communist generation.
Right.
We'll do it with the extremists. We will win this war. We will win this war because we will dismantle this ideology. Look, they're not afraid of dying. They really give up their lives. Afraid of the jails, because they will go there and recruit even more. What they're scared of is not being able to recruit the next generation.
That's more of a fear to them than anything, is it?
And that is where we work. That is what we do our effort in. That's where we put our effort.
Right.
Unfortunately, what happens is we are resourceless. Let me explain to you what I mean. I go to foundations and organizations and they say, well, this countering ideology of ISIS, Al-Qaeda and Taliban is a government job. Go to the government. And we go to our government, and our government sees the need for this, but they don't give us resources. So here we are stuck trying to do this. So I spent $50,000 of my own money. I'm not a rich man. I spent my own money to put this up. And we've achieved success. But what we do need is resources. For people will say, most of the government will say today, well, the Middle East is handling it. Middle Eastern potentates are going to go ahead and stop the process of radicalization. The question I have for them is this: when has a drug dealer ever become a rehab guy?
Yeah, I can see your point on that. I think most Americans, though, to be honest with you, my friend, I think they'd be more concerned about the cells that are here that are sleepers. They've got to realize that by getting at the youth, this could be the thing that is going to stop it for our children and their children.
We've inherited a democracy, which is somebody handed it down to me. I didn't make it. Strangers. And we want to maintain this same democracy, this same level of rights, this same level of living, and this standard of living whereby the most important aspect in our life is the right to live. And that is important to us, and we want that right to live. So we create messages, and the goal is to go ahead and say, this is our values. This is what majority of us believe in.
Yes.
Do not go for these people who are radicals, who are extreme.
The radicals give the Muslim a brand and faith, if you like, a very bad name.
Yes, they do.
Do they not? I mean, your website, www.averagemohammed.com. It was created, in a nutshell, to talk plainly to humanity, to talk to everybody, not just one or two. The issues of race, religion, and fitting in affect all of us, especially our youth. So Muhammad's thought, well, hey, it's about time somebody did something to talk to them. In a nutshell, that's about it, right?
That's about it. Just talking.
So the solution to so many of these issues, you say, is simple: dialogue. Too often, silence leads to misunderstanding and extreme views.
Well, think about this. It cost me 7 cents to plant an idea on social media to a kid who was a Muslim kid. 7 cents. It cost us 30 cents for a bullet. we use a Tomahawk missile, which costs a couple of $1 million to kill only three people. So invest. We're urging our government, we're urging institutions, invest in ideas, especially corporations, because corporations are waiting on the government to bring solution. American corporations cannot go to half the world to do business anymore. They're scared. Security is an issue.
No, well, yeah. I mean, God, you try and open up anything or do anything, you don't know if you're going to get hijacked, blackmailed, God knows what.
So it is in their interest now for them to support people like my organization and organizations across the world to promote these values, because it affects the bottom line.
You know, if an average guy who espouses hate, intolerance, and extremism, all of us average folks need to speak up.
Yes,
and
do.
Spread throughout and challenge his narrative. That's a fairly logical perspective, isn't it, to the topic that we're on about now? Just, you know, talk to me plainly. And these cartoons do this. I was rather impressed. I had a good look. And they're funny. They're different. There's all different sorts of stories. But it's not funny, of course, when a child sees a Taliban man shoot a family in front of the children and watch them fall over one by one. But they are cartoons, and what goes with it is you're a nut if you did this type of thing in its own way, right?
Yeah.
And it's the impressions kids look at with cartoons that just seems to get in, doesn't it?
This kid grew up on Simpson, Family Guy. You know, you can imagine it, you know, American Dad. So they're used to seeing cartoons as messaging system.
Mm-hmm.
And the beautiful part is the cost effectiveness. It cost me 7 cents.
Yes, when you look at it that way.
You know, so I'm a businessman. I'm looking for the cheapest way to get the biggest bang.
I grew up in the Flintstones myself. The organization that brought you to Tucson is the Southern Arizona Council for International Visitors, right?
That is correct. I've been invited by Pat Watson, who's a great lady.
Mm-hmm.
Invited me here to come speak to the good people of Tucson, Arizona.
Yes.
Coming from the plains and the flatlands, it is really good seeing hills.
Yes. And they work. She works very hard. It's a .org, so it's a non-for-profit. And she is the executive director for SAZCIV.
She's awesome. And the people of Tucson, Arizona are awesome. I've been invited and speaking all across Phoenix and Scottsdale.
Mm-hmm.
And the reception has been enormously gratifying.
Well, is there anything that our listeners can do to help you at all?
Well, put in $20 for the effort. I mean, you've saved.
So your site's got donation
exactly,
spot on.
Exactly, okay. Exactly. I mean, it doesn't cost me much to get a message up going and promoting it.
Do they get a tax write-off for that?
Yes, they do.
Do you send them out a thank you little note or something? Or?
Oh, yeah, we try to do that too.
That would be nice if you said that in the mail.
Yeah, we do know? That. We are a non-profit, just like any other non-profit.
Signed by you with a thank you or something or other.
Yeah.
I like to know where my money's going.
Well, that's true.
You know, I only get 40 calls a day, the same as everybody else.
Well, I don't.
It can only go so far.
I don't pay myself anything. That's the beautiful part.
We don't
pay ourselves. In fact, I spend more of my money on this effort than anyone else.
If they could just give you point one of the military budget, you'd be able to do wonders with this thing, I know. So the core purpose for your organization is the International Visitor Leadership Program that brought you here, which emanates from the Education and Cultural Affairs Division, and that's of the Department of State.
State Department is awesome.
Good. Good to hear something nice about our feds.
Well, let me tell you something. They bring people from all across the world.
So give me an outline how that works. How does that operate?
They bring leaders, clergy, city members, law enforcement. They bring the people who are actively on the ground working on the same issue, because this is not just an American problem. It's a global problem. And we sit down and we share ideas and we tell them, look, this is how we talk to our community. This is how I spoke to 50,000 kids. This is what we did. This is how we do it. And they tell me what they did and what works for them. And we share ideas, because the only people who are internationalists is not just the jihadi. So is the effort to fight the extremists.
Folks, the website, www.theaveragemohammed. It's wonderful. It's worthwhile having a look, even if you've got no kids. Think about your grandchildren. Think about your friends or your next-door neighbor's kids. This is something good. It's good for America. It's good for everybody. And I'd like to thank Mohammed Amin Ahmed, who gave his time for us this morning on A Morning Affair. I wish you all the very best, my friend.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you. And as a Minnesotan, since you said off the boat, I'm going to tell you okie dokie, and you betcha.
Hasta la vista, amigo.
Thank you.